Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
Whoa, you're on a phone. You're not even here.
That sounds weird. And I'm Kim with the news.
And I'm on the road. You're in, it's like you're our person on the street. That's what you are.
Ah, there you go.
The Florida streets, the mean streets of Florida. I thought you were two time zones ahead of me, but you're actually just one.
Just one hour.
I didn't know Florida had a chunk of it in the mid- in the central time zone. That freaks me out. Mm-hmm. That's so weird to me. You couldn't be further east and south, right? The big wiener part of Florida, anyway. You know what I mean? I guess you're not on that part. You're like in the chunky zone, right?
Hello.
There you are.
There I am.
Did you cut out? That was weird.
Yeah, I did. That was weird.
No worries.
I don't know why.
No worries at all. So wait a minute. So the big hunky part of the pan. You know, they call it the panhandle, right? Mm-hmm. So you're on the pan part.
Yeah. Yes.
I just didn't realize that stuck far enough into the country to be central time. That's weird. I thought you were 2 hours ahead.
Fort Walton Beach, Destin Beach area.
Yeah. That's more like, I mean, how long, if you wanted to drive to your hometown from there, how long would it take you?
A couple hours.
See, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Well, I hope you're having fun in Florida.
I am. Kim, all the sisters together.
Kim's birthday is tomorrow. It's kind of a birthday trip. It's also a trip that they had to put off during your sister's funeral. And it's also just a good excuse for all the sisters to get the H out of town. And and there's a sister-in-law is there as well. Audra's with you guys. So all the men folk home just holding it down.
Taking care of business.
Yep. I got dishes to do and laundry to do. Not that, you know, not that you should be doing it, but my
not
point
that
is,
that's my job.
No, but boy, it's amazing how quickly you feel like you run out of clothes when the person who magically does it isn't here, you know?
They magically appear in the drawers and hung up in the closets.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I get
it. I don't like the feeling of it, but anyway, everyone down there been nice to you guys? No, no weirdness? No,
not at all. Everyone's perfectly fine.
Psycho behavior.
Almost perfectly nice.
Yeah. And you're right there on a beach, right? Or near the beach?
We're on the beach.
Yeah.
And we're in an Airbnb that's literally on the beach. You walk outside, turn the corner, walk past the pool, and you're on the beach.
They got any weird cameras or anything there?
I don't think so.
You never know what those, you never know what the Airbnbs, they got cameras all over the effing place. You got to watch out. But that's great. I'm glad you got away and had time and all that.
It's been lovely. It's been so nice.
Yeah.
Just eating good food and mostly chilling here. We keep thinking we're going to go out for dinner and we keep just eating like apples and cheese and chips and snacks for dinner.
That seems like
we don't want to go out there. It's kind of chilly.
Carter's supposed to make kimchi rice tonight, but she has a sore throat, so I'm not sure that's happening. But we haven't been bad. We've been pretty good. You know, the girls.
I made sure there was some food there for you.
Yeah. And the girls went, got some extra shopping.
Grocery shopping. Stuff, that's good.
So
there you go.
So we're surviving here on the homeland.
Really weird. I haven't moved. I'm staying in the same spot.
It's really strange. Are you on Wi-Fi or something?
Yeah.
Oh, might be that.
Oh.
Well,
should
wait.
I get off of the Wi-Fi?
You can try your 5G. Do you want to try it real quick? In fact, it didn't even change. It sounds great. I mean, it sounds like you didn't have to leave or hang up or nothing. That's cool.
But I'm not cutting out now.
No. And you're less lag. So I think the 5G wins in this case.
Okay. There you go.
Nicely done. All right. So while you're in Florida, I'm here being miserable. No, it's not true. Everything's fine. It's just the day you left, we got our first real snow in the valley. And it,
you know,
was
if I never leave, you can never miss me.
That's true. You got to leave once in a while. So I appreciate you more than I do. Whatever. I appreciate you when you're here.
Like that.
I appreciate you all the time, all the time. There's not a time where I'm like, oh, I don't appreciate Kim very much. I don't think anyway. You'll have to remind me if I do.
Be like, I'm out of here. We'll be back in a week, and then you'll realize what I do.
So we had snow, and it's still frozen enough that the snow hasn't melted yet. But over there, it's what, like 80? Like, what are you, what's the temperature?
No, it's like 60.
Oh. Well, that's not that hot. That's kind of just nice.
It's not hot. It's really nice. 60. In the day, if you're in the sun, it's very nice. You can walk down the beach in the sun, and it's very nice. Once the sun goes down, you're like, ooh, it's a little chilly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like that, though. Was it humid?
No.
No? Really?
Not super humid. It's just really nice.
Okay. Well, when you come home, you'll have to bring me a shell or a little thing of sand or something. I don't know.
Can do.
No, I didn't have to bring me anything.
Bring you some sunshine.
The sunshine we have here is your crazy grandbaby Phoebe is cracking us all up.
Oh my gosh. She's so fun.
She's having a little defiant moment, and I wanted to play this audio for people at home. I played it on TMS as well because I just can't stop playing it, but... This is Phoebe losing it. So let me play. Well, not losing it. This is her dad trying to say, give me a kiss, give me a hug, give me a kiss. And she just keeps saying no. And so here's what she says.
Kiss. No.
Hug.
No.
Kiss.
No.
Hug.
No.
Kiss.
No.
Hug.
No.
Kiss.
No.
No.
She's a little psychopath, that girl. She's too smart. She's only a year old. She's not even full walking yet, and she's telling everybody, you know, hardcore no.
Everything.
Yeah. She's not going to take any crap. I get the feeling she's going to be just like a little spitfire.
Little independent thing.
Yeah.
Totally.
She's going to get her way, one way or the other. Anyway, super cute. She's doing, although I guess... She kind of says yogurt now, but when she says it, it sounds like she's dropping the N-word, which is probably not great.
Yeah. No, we're not going to play that one on the air.
No, we're not playing that today because it's pretty uncanny, but you'll hear it and go, oh, okay, don't do yogurt anymore. No more yogurt. I don't know how she got yogurt to the N-word. That's weird. Like, I understand when you say frog. Like, we used to tell the kids say frog off, and they'd say F off.
Oh, yeah.
But yogurt. I mean, come on.
It's like no-gurt. She's trying to say no-gurt.
Oh, she's saying no because she says no to everything. Why not no-gurt?
Yeah.
Say no to yogurt, or as we call it, no-gurt. I eat a hot dog today, so look at me. I'm eating well. I got a...
Oh, was it a hot dog-arito?
No. I made it in the buns. We still had a couple of buns left, so I did that, and I put... The girls brought home spicy pickles, so I had those in there.
Oh.
Yeah, a little mustard.
I did like that.
Big hunk of it fell on my shirt, and I got a big old stain.
Oh, of course. Put that on top of the washer. I'll fix it when I get home.
Yeah. And the dogs are idiots, but they're fine. Everything's fine, you know? We're just kind of like, I don't know. This is not the same place when you're not here.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That is a compliment.
It's just a weird void when Kim's not around. And then when you're here, we all take you for granted. And then when you leave again, there's another void. And then we're reminded.
Gotta be a happy medium to all this.
I know. We got to find a way. Life finds a way. We'll find a way. It'll all be fine. And then your birthday's tomorrow. And we were talking pre-show if you had anything planned. But you don't know. Who knows what'll happen? You're getting pedicures. That we know.
I mean, this wasn't really a birthday trip. This was a girls' trip. But my birthday's in the middle of it. So that's pretty great.
Yeah. To me, it's a birthday trip because it's an expensive trip. And happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed it, and that's your gift there. but no, I hope tomorrow's awesome. I don't know what'll happen, but maybe you'll wake up to some sort of breakfast or something. I don't know. I don't know what your sisters do for.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Going to get pedicures tomorrow. I know that. That's a lovely, lovely birthday thing to do.
Is that feet or hands?
That would be toes.
What's fingers? Manicure.
Manicure.
Why is it called manicure? What's the man part? I don't know why I don't know this. Is it because it's manual?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I know petty or feet.
Yeah, petty. Yeah. And if you use a file on your nails, on your toenails, you're a pedophile. Oh, wait a minute. What? Okay, let's back that truck.
Don't use that word.
What else?
Don't say that.
What was I going to tell you? I forgot.
That was my joke, by the way.
I know. It's a good joke. It's a good joke.
I told you that joke, and now you used it.
And now I've worked it into my act. So, sorry.
I love it.
We got the garbage out. You never think I do that, but I did that. How do you feel about that?
Good for you. Good on you, babe.
Yeah. It's almost like I can function like an adult when you're not here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Should we do some emails? I got a bunch here to go through.
Do it. We've heard from people. That's great.
Let's do it. Here's one. This came to skimshow@gmail.com. And we can also text us 801-471-0462. Jeff Sire wrote in. We haven't heard from him in a bit, so here's his message. He says, hey, Scott, hearing you guys talk about Phoebe say rail, like Rachel, made me think of something funny I imagine you guys have never heard of. There's a UFO cult/religion called Railism that started in France and spread into Quebec. I haven't heard anything about it in years, but it had a moment here in Canada in the 1980s. The founder took the name Rael, which is, he put a link to the Wikipedia page. Anyway, the stuff sounds crazy. I guess no crazier than other religions look, but viewed by somebody that's unfamiliar with it, but who knows. The world could use some universal love and the promise that the aliens will show up someday and fix all our messes, LOL, from Jeff. Nice. Yeah, she still yells that when she wants to watch Rachel, Miss Rachel. Which is that
she yells it at the TV when Taylor puts something else on.
Yeah. She doesn't want anything.
And she'll say
with that.
Rail, and she'll go, no, we're not watching Miss Rachel right now. And she go, Rail.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to tell you what I want.
Yeah. Do you think, are we going to find out that the Miss Rachel exposure was a mistake because this is where she's learning to be a little feister? You know what I mean? Like, maybe she's picking up words.
It's also where she's learning a lot of her words, though. Yeah. And how to say them and how to sign them, which is really cool. She does, when she says more, she, you know, does the sign language for more also.
Yeah. Yeah. Van used to do that too, I think.
Yeah.
Today she's just walking around the house yelling nip at the top of her lungs. Did you see that? You saw that.
Yes, I did. And I thought it was great because she's just trying to get all these different sounds. And once she figures it out, she's like, keeps doing it. It's pretty great.
Here, listen to this, everybody.
She's just walking around.
Nip. Nip. What a little goof nut. And at the very end, her brother goes, nip. He likes to jump in. Anyway, thank you, Jeff. That is great to hear. And I did not know about
that. Rayo, we'll have to remember that every time she says it.
I didn't know about this. This cult. I want to learn more.
Realism.
Realism. Let's see. It's like realism, but not. Okay, here it is. Known as UFO R-A-L. Religion. Founded in the 1970s in France by Claude Verhoeven or something. Let's see. The group is formalized as the International Raelian Movement, or IRM. IRM. They should put an A at the end, and there'd be Irma. That's cool. Like your aunt. Oh, they've got like a swastika built into their logo. That's no good. You don't want that.
Oh, that's
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Anyway, they think that, let's see, they're an atheistic religion. It holds that, they think a bunch of aliens are the ones that make all the noise that we confuse for gods and stuff.
I like your zubba-dubba-dubba-da.
Yeah, I just skipped through it, you know. let's see if we got, cloning and survival after death. Oh, they believe in cloning. Let's get that going.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we've learned too much. Let's move on to this one. This is a text from, I'm not sure who this is from. It's an anonymous person. It says, listening to Skim today, and you asked about soda places popping up everywhere in Utah, asking if it's just near y'all or somewhere else as well. My wife and I left Utah in 2019, and I can guarantee you it is 100% a Utah-specific thing. We've lived in two states since then, and no comparable place is popping up anywhere near us. So maybe we're it. Maybe this is it for the soda town business, you know? All that
That's
soda shiz.
Weird. That's
yeah.
I mean, it was crazy when it first came out.
Yeah.
The first time we went was in St. George in southern Utah. Mm. And then they moved up here. And then since they moved up here and then it became like 50 different locations, there are probably five other companies that have started that I've noticed.
And some of those are singular.
And so there's probably more of them.
Yeah. And some of those have multiple locations as well. It's kind of,
yes.
Feels like a bubble. The thing's going to pop. Soda bubble.
Well, not while everybody's drinking soda.
I'm a little shocked though. Why not Northern Arizona? Why not Idaho? Why not?
Why hasn't not everyone done it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably
because if they're here, it's hard. And I don't know if they're franchises or not.
Yeah.
But if they're not franchises, then it's one company trying to go to all these locations. I bet that's why.
Yeah. And it's a big ask to then expand your company to other states. It's one thing to have, 30 or 40 in the same state.
A lot more travel and stuff. So I don't know. Maybe if they did franchises, then it would be, people would buy them everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. People do love it.
Here's another.
And there's lineup all the time.
Oh yeah. No, that place is bananas. Here's something. I like this one. Fun fact, says this anonymous listener. My daughter was born just days before TMS began in 2011. And now she's listening to Skim and writes to you and Kim. Life is crazy, weird, and fast. Yeah, I agree.
That's awesome.
How old that kid be? Let's see. 11 to... Oh, geez. Well, I can't do the math. 11 to now.
In 2022, they would have been 11.
Oh, right. So 12.
So they're 12, almost 13.
Jeez,
or maybe they're turning 13.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Super weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it. No, I don't. Anyway, thanks for that. And then we got an email from Dan. Dan wrote in, says, hey, Skim and Scott. Kim and Scott is what I meant to say. Coming in a few days late with horror movie recommendations for you, but Alterados, aka Terrified, is an Argentinian movie on Shudder that might be fun. Thrill righty horror flick. Yeah, but it sounds like it's got subtitles and Kim hates those. You're not a fan.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to read.
I have a hard time focusing on the movie when I'm reading.
I agree. That's why I love you and I both read books. That's different.
Yes.
It's not a movie going on in front of us where we're trying to read our book at the same time. So
I have a hard time focusing on what's going on. If it's something I'm supposed to be paying attention to while they're talking, yeah. I have a hard time with both. I know that maybe I'm crazy, but maybe I'm the crazy one.
He even acknowledges that Dan says right after that, he says it might have two strikes against it because it's subtitled and Scott might go nuts with the quote, no rules haunted house thing. I do hate that. I need my haunted house movies to have some rules and then stick by those rules. Drives me crazy when they're just random about what they do. It's like, oh, the ghost can move the door, but can it? May I don't know. Later, it should have moved a door, but didn't. Why didn't it? Like, I hate that. Anyway,
you're thinking far too much about it.
Way too much. He says, this one's about an entire haunted neighborhood with different things happening in different houses.
Ooh, haunted neighborhood.
I know. Crazy, right? He says, so nothing makes sense, but man, was it just dumb throwaway fun, a Hallmark movie of horror, if you will. I'll put it on my list. He also goes on to say, also speaking of bad video game movies from Wednesday's TMS, have you ever considered the CGI animated Resident Evil movies for Film Sack or Couch Party? I don't think anywhere in this house those have ever been watched. I don't think that's been us. So if I do, it'd be for Film Sack or something, but
we'll let you know. Perfect for that.
Yeah. It says, sorry for the long text. Condolences to Kim and her family and love the show though, Dan.
Oh, thank you.
People still saying nice things all this time.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's sweet. Thanks, Dan. I might check out your weird movie. I might. I mean, I'm not saying it's yours, but, you know, it could be yours.
His weird recommendational movie.
That's right. Final
Sounds
one
like a perfect
from,
recommendation.
Exactly. Final one from JR. Let's see here. Where's JR's? Dear Skim, my wife and I are slightly or have slightly different work schedules. It can be difficult for us to watch the same movie or TV show at the same time. However, I get paranoid about watching things without my wife because she'll get mad. Do you have this issue? Says JR.
Absolutely have that issue.
A little bit with some things.
You don't get paranoid, but you do sometimes watch things and afterwards you're like, you would really like that. And I'm thinking, oh, I would. Why didn't we watch that together?
Well, sometimes I'll watch
but
it
you
because
I always know
no,
that
exactly.
I would like it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know until I see it sometimes. And then I go, oh crap, Kim would like this. Now, if it's a TV show and I know that within a couple episodes, I'll stop and
then yes,
catch up
we
and
will
whatever.
Watch it together.
Right. It's never the other way,
don't
though.
Don't get too paranoid. I don't think she should get mad, necessarily, but I get it. Yeah. Because you're like, oh, that would have been one really fun one to watch together.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example of this. Barbarian was like that. I was like, oh, Kim would probably
yes, you'd already seen that. Yep. Yeah.
But
that's okay.
I was happy to see it again. That was no problem. I was going to say Nick and I are supposed to do it yesterday, but he had something come up, so we're doing it next week. But I think we're going to watch 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, very good.
I'm not sure how he'll do in that. It's weird.
I think it's nice. I think I appreciate the fact that when you do see something and you go, oh, Kim would really like that. I like the recommendation.
Yeah.
But I don't think you get super like, oh, crap, she's going to be mad at me, you know, without watching it. Because sometimes you like to watch it a second time anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I don't mind rewatches. Rewatches are fun. In fact, sometimes they're fun because I know you haven't seen it and I get to see... I don't know. I get to see somebody else experience it in a
yes, but I'll
way.
Be honest. We don't get too many times to sit and watch movies together, like for a long amount of time. Very often, it's a couple times a month, probably.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
We can just go. Okay, we have it's Sunday afternoon. We have time right now to sit and watch because there's nothing going on.
Our schedules
just,
are a little.
It's
wacko.
Kind of been crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wacko schedules, wacko lives. That's what we live here.
That's normal. I totally get it.
Thank you, JR, and I hope you guys watch more movies together. For Foodie of the Week, I mean, I don't even know, because I'm making garbage here. Have you had anything in Florida where you're like, oh, man, that was good?
Well, you know what? The first night we were here, we went to get fried fish and fried okra.
Yeah.
And they had really great banana pudding. But all of those you shouldn't be eating. So.
No, I can't be having no banana pudding. I could have.
I did have some.
How was the fried, or not fried okra, how was the, what was the fish? Did you say again? Fried fish?
It was a flounder.
Flounder, how was it?
It was a fried flounder. It was so good.
Because those are fresh,
so,
right?
So good.
Those were right out of the ocean down there. Yeah.
Yep. We went to a good place that that they are fresh.
Do you find that, do you find like, even though you're only 2 hours away from where you were raised in Mississippi, do you find that the food choices or the, I don't know, the food culture is like vastly different in Florida, or is it kind of carry over?
It's pretty close. And also in the same sense that even looking on DoorDash, we were like, well, maybe we'll DoorDash. Everyone didn't want to get out of pajamas to go out to eat. You know, it's 5 o'clock and close to dark.
Yeah.
Here, just like everywhere. Very hard to find a good salad online.
Oh, really?
Here. Yes. I was like, oh, let's look in the healthy thing. And I was like, okay, that's got a lot of fried food. Let's look in the salad section. There are salads at places, but they're side salads. Very basic. Not very many places that are like, we really enjoy aubergine, which is they make their own dressing and it's no sugar added. And when there is sugar, it's made from dates. And you know what I mean? Like that. There's not a lot of healthy choices.
Yeah.
So unless you make it yourself.
Take that, Florida. What are you doing?
But seriously. Mississippi was like that.
Yeah, that's way. Yeah, it's just as bad over there. That's true.
You can get a lot of side salads and things, but there aren't a ton of. We did go to Thai food today.
Oh, how was
so
that?
I got a good the Massaman curry, and I had a had Thai.
Did you find? Was it good Thai food? Like
it was good.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty authentic.
Yeah.
We got recommended from a cute Asian girl at that did my. Facial. I said, well, what would you recommend near here? And I said, anything, you know, she asked what kind of things we liked. And it's like pretty much anything, any Thai food. And she's like, oh, Thai food. Yes. I'll send you this place. And she actually showed up when we were leaving. Oh. It was her friend that ran it. And so we went there and she's like, let her know you came from here. And then at the end of it, we were like, oh, hey, she showed up for lunch. So
that's funny. That's great.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Look at you making friends with the neat,
look at that.
The facial people. Is this the same place that's doing your feet tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
They were awesome.
They sound great. But why is it all... Postal, okay, I got a question. This is not... I promise this is not racist. All right?
Okay. But
all the nail places are always Asian. Full of Asian people.
They're really... They're just really good at it. This was a spa place, too. Okay. They did facials, and they do massages, and they do pedicures, and they do hair and everything. So it's like kind of...
I guess what I'm saying is if I went to Taiwan or, you know, somewhere in China or somewhere in various parts of Asia, am I going to run into... Just like, is that place just covered in nail salons?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I haven't figured that one out.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either. Because it doesn't matter what one I've been in. All of them have this. And it's become, you know, a little stereotypical. It's kind of like, I think in the 60s and 70s, our parents were given a different stereotype of Asian families running laundromats, stuff like that.
Oh, interesting. I never really thought about that.
Ancient Chinese secret thing. Remember that whole stupid commercial?
Yeah.
Calgon, all that. So I wonder if that's just, you know, I don't know. I don't know why.
Maybe someone else knows.
Yeah, somebody else know what the cultural shift was there. Did it happen all at once? Did they come over here with like the greatest nail knowledge of all human history, and that's why they dominate it so much? I think I'd freak out if I walked into one and saw a white lady doing feet. It would freak me out because I'd be like, well, wait a minute. That's not right.
I've seen that before.
Oh, you have?
Yes. You're not getting your pedicures very often.
No, I don't. That's the problem, is my exposure to this is very limited. So
that's true.
Take it for what you will. Those texts came to us, like I said, 801-471-0462. You can also email us at skimshow@gmail.com. It's going to do it for today's show. We're pretty much done. You go on Friday, right?
Yes. Okay. I go on Friday evening.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what time yet? Like of day?
I don't know at the moment. I know it was in the evening, but I don't remember exactly what time.
So it's not like some 3 a.m. crap or middle of the night thing.
No.
Okay. That's good. I hate those.
Oh, I want to say it's like 9.
Oh, that's not bad.
But I'm not really sure. But I think Richard's going to pick us up because that's how we got to the airport last time.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So nice. My brother took us, he picked me up at 4:30 in the morning to take us to the airport.
Gross. 4:30.
It wasn't bad. We went into Atlanta and then we went from Atlanta to here. So
yeah. How's Atlanta right now? The airport. It's usually pretty crazy.
Totally fine. Very big. Had to take a train.
So it wasn't crazy after the holiday? Like the.
I mean, there were a lot of people there, but. We were fine. It wasn't too crazy. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Had this really cute lady on the train. She's like, it's the first time I've been to this airport. And she was so tired. And she was, we just talked to her for a second because we were on the train. And she was standing next to me. And then she just laid her head on my shoulder like, oh, I'm so tired. And she was trying to like, she was really cute.
That's cute.
And anyway, she was walking through with a cane, but she said that to go in a wheelchair was an hour and a half wait to get someone to take her around the airport in a wheelchair, which means she would miss her flight. So she's like, I'm just going to do this.
Oh.
So she was really stressed out and tired. And
she was older. Really cute. Like if you had to guess how old, like 70s or something?
60s.
60s?
Yeah. Not super old, but...
Ugh.
Obviously having a hard time getting around, but the subway moves really very quickly. And so it was hard to hold on to the bars and things like that. So
it's not that far for us.
It was really cute.
It's like 10, 12 years and we're there.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
We're the oldest in my family now.
I know. So really weird. That's weird. You're now the oldest. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
Man. In a weird way, it was your sister's final way of getting back to you for that pickle juice that one morning. She's like, fine, now you're in charge. You're the oldest. You deal with all of it. Yeah.
Dad's birthday was the day we left, and he turned 76.
Jeez.
Yeah.
He's getting around pretty good.
Yeah, he is.
He's a little shaky.
Still gardening all the time. It's so cute.
He's a little shaky from all the woodwork he did. For so many years. Because it just vibrated the crap muscles out of his arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he's also got all that time he was breathing in sawdust. So he's got kind of a...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. He's doing good, though.
He's great. I love your dad.
Yep.
Well, have fun with your sisters and all that. And I'm going
to. I will. And we'll get back to Skim at Home next week.
Yeah.
Or this week. Later this week, maybe. Yeah.
Whenever we can cram it in, we'll make it happen. But
whenever we have time, we're not watching a movie together.
Just be careful out there and don't, you know, I don't know, don't take any wooden nickels or whatever you don't do in Florida. I don't know what you don't do down there. What do you not do in Florida? It's probably a lot of
things. I don't know. I was able to get on the video with Van today and he watched me pick up some seashells that I'm bringing back to him.
Oh my gosh. He'll love that.
So he's so excited. He was like, oh, cool.
I miss those kids.
And I thought we need to take him to the beach.
We were supposed to see him tonight for dinner. We were going to go get Mexican or something, but we're worried about Carter's sore throat and being around the kids
Carter.
And stuff. So
poor Carter.
Probably go tomorrow if she's feeling better. Carter's had a string of stuff. I don't know what happened to her, but she got all kinds of crap after she got home from Asia. Anyway, that'll do it for us. Thank you all for listening.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for sending emails and texts and everything else.
Keep them coming. We love hearing from you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your questions. Whatever it is, we're here for you.
And I want someone to write in and tell me what great recipes or what great things they have specifically at Christmas time that we can find a recipe for because we have our things. I like to make my jambalaya on Christmas Day and things like that. But I'm curious what everybody else does. That's not ham and mashed potatoes.
Non-traditional. No Christmas goose or turkey or any of that. That's boring. We want
we already have done it. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Let's see what else you got. Oh my gosh. I ate leftovers for 2 days. It was so good. it was too much carbs, but man, Thanksgiving
dinner. Food is good.
So good. I loved it. All right. That'll do it for us, everybody. Thanks for listening. Listening. Don't forget to floss and flistening. I don't know what I'm saying. That's going to do it for us. Well, we'll see you next time when Kim is home. Be good. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.